Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Jean Marie Dwyer, a contemplative nun belonging to the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Her preaching is entitled, You Are Invited to the Feast.
Matthew 22:1-14. Once more Jesus spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the peoples in parables, saying, The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, Tell those who have been invited, Look, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet. But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet. Those slaves went out into the street and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And the king said to him, Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, Bind him hand and foot, and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel is a wonderful teaching. There are some important words to note. First, Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven to a king who gave a wedding banquet. At a king's banquet, you will probably find the rich and powerful, important people, dignitaries. Is this like the kingdom of God? Is this what Jesus meant? I don't think so. God invites everyone to his banquet, rich and poor. Each person is unique at God's banquet because they look like God, not because they have supposed importance or have influential positions. The kingdom of heaven is like those who come from the main streets, the byways and crossroads, the good and bad alike. All are invited. Then each must choose. God invites everyone. Everyone is given a chance. The decision belongs to those who are invited. Are we willing to be worthy guests of the king? The wedding garment is given at the door, but we choose to put it on. All are called, but being chosen is our choice. God does not exclude anyone. Our gracious God invites. God does not enforce us. God has prepared for us a magnificent feast, which we can begin to savor even now. Because he loves us so much and wants to pour out on us an abundance of good things, Meister Eckhart says that God, in all his works, has one blessed end in view, namely himself. But we are often so scattered that we do not hear the invitation, or too busy with trivia to answer. We need to prepare ourselves for this invitation by having our priorities in right order. What really is more important than saying yes to this invitation? The challenge is to gather our many diverse choices into a single inward activity. Everything is ready. Let us train ourselves by openness to the fire of the Holy Spirit to answer the first invitation. God's invitation to the feast is given multiple times each day. Our response prepares our hearts and minds to say yes with greater alacrity. Let us be especially mindful of these small daily invitations. It is in each new affirmation that we develop the habit that leads to holiness. Thank you.